Chazar zeichen nicht bei Chizkel Shragam, aber Yehudim sech die Yivam ist Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah said, Kei tzad poitras p'tzori seyem v'chulu. In fact, how do we know that the Tzora makes her later Tzora's potter as well? So Zokmar, Yehuda said, the Pasuk uses the word Litzora, which suggests that multiple Tzora's are potter. Rav Ashi said, they're potter based on the following. The original Erev makes the Tzora potter. When she becomes potter, she herself becomes the Erev of Eishes Ach. With that title, she then makes future Tzora's potter as well. Mishnah said, Kei tzad im mei su heyin v'chulu. Our mission suggests that even if the Erva and the Tzara were married to the man at the same time, the Tzara would be mutter for Yibam as long as the Erva was divorced before the time of Dath. However, another Rai seems to suggest that the Tzara would only be mutter if they were not married to the man at the same time. So it seems to be a stira. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the Mishnah and the Braisa cannot be reconciled in the Hanami, and therefore they have to follow different shitas. Rava said it may be that they follow the same shita, and the Braisa, which gives an example of where the divorce took place before the second woman was married, is teaching something that is really unnecessary to teach. Laizu afzu after having taught the Mishnah. The Mishnah said v'chol sheyichayla limoin. Why can't the Erva do Miyan at this point and at least allow her tzara to have Yibam done? Maybe we can say this is the proof of Rishai who says that once the husband dies, it's too late to do Miyan. But I said it may be that she could do Miyan then. But the Tzara can't do Yibam because she appears to be the Tzara of an Erva. Zuck, the next Mishnah. There are six Arayis that are more stringent than the list in the last Mishnah, in that they may only marry others and never one of the paternal brothers. For this reason, the Tzaras of this Erva are always Mutter. The six Arayis are one's mother, his father's wife, his father's sister, his paternal sister, his father's brother's wife, and his paternal brother's wife. Beis Shammai say the Tzaras of the Arayis are Mutter for Yibam. Beis Hillel say they're Aser. The Mishnah says, if the Tzara of an Erva gets Chalitza, Beis Shammai says she would be Aser to a Kohen, and Beis Hillel say she would be Mutter. If Yibam was done to the Tzara, Beis Shammai say she would be Mutter to a Kohen if her current husband were to die. And Beis Hillel say that she would be Aser. According to them, she was Mezana with an Erva, and the Erva becomes possible to a Kohen. Dr. Mishnah, although their differing views have dramatic and opposite results, the people of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did not hesitate to intermarry with each other. Similarly, although they often argue with regard to Tum and Tara, they did not hesitate to use each other's Kalim when preparing Taharas. Zok Gemara, Shimon Pazi explains that Beis Shammai's view is based on the pasuk that says Loisiya Eishes Hamesa Chutzal Ish Zor. This suggests that the unrelated, meaning the outside woman, the Tzara, is subject to Yibam, presumably even when there's a related woman in the equation. Beis Hillel uses pasuk to teach that the Kedushin given to a Yavama by an outsider will not take effect. Beis Shammai say the pasuk doesn't say to an outside one, it says to the outside one, which suggests as they dash. Beis Hillel says the word Chutzah can be understood as if it said Lachutz to the outside one, as we find many times in Psukim. Beis Shammai learned the halacha that Kedushin not take effect on a Yavama from the pasuk of Li'ish Zor. Beis Hillel, in fact, learned the halacha from there as well. So instead, they must use the word chutzah to teach that even an arusa is subject to Yibam. Beis Shammai learned this from the hey of ha-chutzah. Beis Hillel doesn't dash from the hey. Rava said, the view of Beis Shammai is based on the concept that one Isser does not take effect upon another Isser. Therefore, the Isser of Eishes Ach never takes effect upon the Erva, who is also already Osir, and she is not even considered to have fallen for Yibam, and the Tzars are therefore not Osir. In a case where she is first Eishes Ach and then becomes another type of Erva, she is not considered to become that other Erva, and therefore, she does not make the Tzars Osir. The Mishnah said, Chol Tzu Beis Shammai Poislam V'chul. In fact, the results spelled out in the Mishnah are obvious based on the Shita, so why does it need to spell them out like that in the Mishnah? Mar said, this comes to exclude Rabbi Yechon and Menu, who thought to say that we should give chalitza to all tzaras. This teaches that Beis Hillel say that doesn't have to be done, and the tzaras therefore remain mutter to a kohen. The Mishnah said, "Siyamu Beis Hillel paisan v'chulu." Zok the Gemara, this case was only stated since we already stated the law regarding where they did chalitza, so we say this regarding Yibum as well, even though it's very obvious. The Gemara says, Rishlokesh Esar Bechanan, why reading the Megillah for different people on a different day is not a problem of what this is going to do. Some people laying Yidal if Yid Beis, Gilma Yidal. Rabbi Yechon asks why Rish Lakish didn't have this say. We know that it's not a problem for obviously for Leis Gadu. Yet, so Rabbi Yechon asks Rish Lakish, why didn't we have the same issue in our Mishnah where Beis Shammai said Tzaras are Mutter, Beis Hillel said Tzaras are Aser? Rish Lakish said our Mishnah is not a problem because Beis Shammai did not actually follow their leniency in practice, and therefore it's not a problem Leis Gadu because it actually wasn't followed in practice. However, Rabbi Yechon says that actually did follow his leniency in practice, and that's why he asked the question. So we find that Rav and Shmuel also argued about this. Rav said that they did not follow their view in practice, and Shmuel says that they did.